From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew.
And today, we have Taz gracing his presence with us today again, having him on the show again today.
Hello.
Taz, how you been?
I'm good. This is like the happiest time of the year for me.
Fall.
So like, well, crazy enough, so like daylight savings does not bother me at all. Like, I'm one of those weird people that actually gets happy that it gets darker.
Absolutely no seasonal depression at all.
No, and it's weird. You want to know the crazy thing is, I actually hate summer.
Oh, I'm with you. I hate summer.
Like, now that I'm a full functioning adult, I just like, did we like it because we didn't have to go to school and we had like no responsibilities? Because summer as an adult is brutal.
Dude, it's brutal life.
So like, because me and my, I was just talking to my mom, because she hates daylight savings. Like, everybody in my family does, except for me and one other aunt that love it, because she also puts Christmas stuff up, like Halloween, like midnight going to November 1st. Like, it's Christmas already.
Just like
at our house. Like, I already started listening to Christmas music. I jammed out to Christmas music on the way here.
Damn. All right.
And there's three houses that have Christmas lights up. So
busting out the Christmas music already. Shit.
Let's do a quick. I know we're already fucking up. Nick, will you close that door and move that light?
Yeah.
Sorry. With what?
I just saw that flash too.
It's the FBI. They're like listening in on us. There we go. It's very well lit in here, though. It's very nice.
Tis very well lit in here now.
A nice Amora chambray type lighting.
But you're putting up the Christmas music already? Like, absolutely. You got Mariah Carey syndrome already?
Absolutely. When she makes that TikTok that says, it's time.
She thaws out. Which is completely opposite because it's winter.
And it goes, you know, to number one every year.
Will, can you play me something real quick on YouTube? Will you play me, type in when you get there?
Because I have my top Christmas albums, like, on hand.
Oh, yeah.
That I already, like, have that are ready to go.
I got something good for you. And you're going to remember this.
Have your orders. Execute.
No, we don't want Grandpa Gaming. type in Check West, Mariah Carey for me real quick.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What? S-H-E-C-K.
Check West.
Dude, this is the best mashup ever made in the history.
I think I know what you're about to show me. I think you showed me this before.
Yeah, you're going to love this. This is good stuff.
Is this like...
Yeah, there it is.
All I want for Christmas is hoes. Okay.
No, go away.
Oh, freaking ads.
It's so stupid. Yeah, skip that bad boy.
Okay.
Remember the trap Christmas music? Remember the trap Christmas music that I previewed?
We got a veto by Will.
Yes! Wait, what? I do remember that.
Wait, what?
The trap Christmas music that I had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty
elite. I'm not gonna lie, that was elite. Damn,
stuff that you can do on GarageBand.
Seriously, you know, I knew a dude actually that made a beat on GarageBand like 10 years ago, and I remember this like to this day because I remember watching it go down. Mm-hmm. He made a beat on GarageBand, put it on YouTube, got like out of nowhere like 2,000 views overnight. Mm-hmm. Dude bought it overnight for like $500. Like, exclusive rights, bought it.
Yeah.
You know?
That happens.
And I was like, you got to be kidding me. You spent, what, like 20 minutes on that?
I mean...
That gives me an idea for the future. Thank you.
There you go. See? That's why it's like all those producers on YouTube and stuff like that are putting out like every single day. They're putting out like two of them.
And it's basic like cut time. Nothing that's too complex.
No, nothing too complex either. That's definitely what I've noticed at least. Like, I know there's this one producer, you remember Baden,
mm-hmm.
produced by Baden?
Yeah,
he puts out, like, two a day, and they're pretty much the same thing with just a little variation between the two. Mm-hmm. It's all he does every single day.
I feel like the reason why people upload so many videos that are shit is because as long as they get in the algorithm, then they'll get someone to watch it, you know, even if it's fucking, you know, not anything that good.
Because at that point, once you get oh so far and so many clicks and views, like at some point, someone's going to come to you and ask to be like a social media manager and they can clean up everything else for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, although yeah. That camera keeps flashing. I think we need to address that. Why does that keep flashing?
I don't know.
No, but it has twice now. And is it recording? As long as it's like recording, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Yeah, it's recording.
Okay. He's been all right. We got well on it.
Just doing math.
I can't help but like be worried about everything.
Worry worm.
Yep.
You're a father of two now and you're already worrying about everything.
Worrier fucking Willie. Worrier Willie.
Worrier Willie.
Oh, that is actually your name.
See, there you go. There you go.
But yeah, it's just been, but other than that, just doing Christmas music, listening to Christmas music. I went to the Lotto concert.
Oh, God.
Last Friday.
How was that?
Let me tell you, listen, so her fans can come after me. You know, y'all know my Twitter at King Mad Taz. Let's go. But
he's calling for all the smoke.
No, because so. Now, obviously, like you go to a concert, the main act is always late. But Lotto, so here's the thing. Mariah the Scientist, I don't know if you know who that is. Yeah. Mariah the Scientist is supposed to be the opening act. She canceled because Young Thug got out of jail. So I guess she had like a D appointment or whatever.
Okay.
So she canceled. So the DJ pretty much had to do everything up until Lotto came out because they opened the doors at 8 o'clock. The show was supposed to be over by 10:30, 10:45. Lotto didn't come on stage until 10:45.
Oh my God.
So, because I only knew that just because.
Why do they always do that? Every single concert, they're always late as fuck.
I went with like my cousins and like two of like my cousins' friends and whatnot. And we were in the elevator because she wanted to go down to the floor to like talk to some of her friends while we were still waiting. And one of the people that was working the venue was in the elevator and was talking about and said that she was on the phone with the boss. And she's like, are we going to get paid overtime for this? Because this is a whole extra 2 hours over. So then when I got out, I asked somebody on the first floor, I was like, listen, just be straight up with me. Is Lotto even in the building? Because you know how sometimes it's a matter of they're backstage. They're not even in the building versus like they're just backstage or whatever.
They're just chilling.
He's like, eating caviar. No, she's here. She's in the building. Like, we're just trying to figure out like what's going on. So then people started actually like walking out.
Oh, yeah, I would have.
And then, so we ended up staying, right? But I think her set list was only maybe, what, 30 minutes long?
That's what kills me.
Only 30. And then, so you know her song, Big Energy?
Yeah.
Arguably probably her biggest hit. She didn't even perform it.
Oh, my God. I've actually almost met Afro Man. I went back in the green room because I had a friend. His name's DK, and he had a band. I haven't talked to him in like forever, but he has a band that he was playing with, and he was playing with Afro Man. So I go to the venue, I got free tickets, and I get fucked up on whiskey. Like, I'm like beyond drunk, and I go like to the green room. No one stopped me. I just fucking kept walking, and I get back there, and I literally see Afro Man in his entourage. And
that just went out my nose. That stinks so bad.
That's unfortunate. Oh. But I see Afro Man and his entourage, and I see DK and his band, and I walk in, and someone stops me, and they're like, and like everyone's looking at me. Like, it's like it kind of got silent, and they were like, who the fuck is this dude? I walk in to the green room, and literally someone's like, who are you? And I was like, I'm the sound engineer. And they were like, oh, really? Because I'm the sound engineer. I straight up, and everyone's looking at me, and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go.
I'll see myself out.
So I got kicked out. I should have just been like, I'm a friend of DK's. They probably would have been cool with it, but I had to lie.
That's my thing with when it comes to this man right here. Whenever he gets drunk, like, drunk people do dumb things, but Drew really, like, takes on a whole persona of, like, the sky's the limit, the world is my oyster, I'm Superman. And he just, like, walks with such confidence, like, nothing. there's a certain
especially
memory.
With girls, dude.
Well, there's a certain memory I have. I wasn't there, but I saw it because he uploaded it to Snapchat.
Of course he did.
It was
You've actually watched me get rejected like three times. Every time me and him would go out, he would be like, he would like egg me on or not egg me on.
Go talk to her.
Yeah, he would like motivate me to like go talk to a girl, and I would go talk to her, and it's so embarrassing every time. One time, it was like random. We were at fucking Hopper House in fucking Newport, and I asked the waitress for her number, and she was like, I don't think so.
But the way he did it, though, he was talking, and he just casually pulls out the phone and was like, here, give me your digits. And then she looks, and she's just like, this isn't happening. But it's just, I mean, just one time, it was a, I don't know if you're still friends with him, but it was a friend that you had. You had it on your Snap story where the, he ended up fighting a bunch of people in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But you can tell how tipsy, like wasted
he was. It wasn't me fighting, though.
It wasn't you fighting, but you could tell that you'd been drinking.
No, I went to a bar with a buddy of mine.
Everything just...
No, I went to a bar with a buddy of mine, and he would like get fucked up and he would want to fight. He was one of those dudes. He just got off on like fighting all the time. I don't know what happened to him in his childhood, but literally everywhere we went, he would fight someone, and I had to stop hanging out with him because of that.
But in that video, though, he's like coming out the bathroom stall. Like they like try to gang up on him and push him into like one of the bathroom stalls. And you see Drew trying to like faithfully give footage to Snapchat viewers, but then he knows he's got to interview.
Well, like, okay, so
he's
so,
just like, oh, this is well, start, oh shit, no, they're actually beating his ass.
So,
like,
so me and David Jones were there. I'll mention. I don't want to mention the dude's name who actually got fucked up because I don't want to embarrass him. But me and David Jones were there, and fucking David Jones, fucking okay. So, the dude was like mean mugging people as he does. And he was like talking shit to people, and these dudes were like, all right, we'll see what's up. So me and him went in the bathroom, and all of a sudden, like 10 fucking dudes come in behind us.
A bunch of them.
It was like 10 dudes coming behind us. They fucking locked the door, blocked us in. And I was like, I didn't know.
Dude, I'm sorry. I didn't have anything to do
with
this.
But they all went up to him and they were like, what's up now, bro? What's up now? And I was like, I don't think they know that I'm with him. So I. So I took out my phone. I was like, all right, I'm going to get this shit. I was like, this is what you get. This is
innocent bystander locked in the bathroom.
So he got put in a stall. There were 10 dudes on him beating the crap out of him. And I was like, after like 5 seconds, I was like, all right, I got to get out. So I turn around to leave, and there's a dude guarding the door. And I was like, oh, no. So I literally talked. I was like, hey, dude, like I really got to go, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, do you know him? I was like, no. So he let me out. So I leave, and then I see David Jones. I see David Jones, and like the whole bar was like looking at the bathroom because they could hear screaming and stuff.
They could hear
the whole bar, dude, is like in a half circle around the door. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. So David Jones immediately rats us out. He's like, bro, he's in there and you're just standing here. I'm like, yeah, dude, let's fucking go. I'm the one driving. I was like, let's go.
I'm your ride. You want to get the fuck out of here?
And then
come with me.
And then David Jones was trying to fight me because he was mad that I was trying to leave. I was like, dude, this, like, he does this every time. We went to a concert. We got kicked out of the concert for fighting. And then we snuck back in and we got kicked out twice for fighting and almost got arrested because his fucking dumbass.
All I can say is the view from Snapchat when I watched that. You know the scene in The Lion King where the hyenas finally wake up to their senses and they like go after Scar to run him off the cliff? Like, that's what it was like because you saw his friend like at the stall door. Like 10 men are just running after
and just 10 dudes.
I still have those videos. I'm not going to show them, but I still have
them. Well, can I just watch them after the podcast?
Yeah, I can show them to you.
I'd like to see those again. Those are funny.
There's a lot of action.
They're pretty funny.
I've only been in one bar brawl.
Have I been in one? I don't think I've.
Were you there when I got punched in the face at the bar?
Oh yeah, right. I was there for that.
Some dude punched me in my face.
Was it Cindy's?
Yeah. It was Cindy's.
Yeah, and then he ran. And then he ran away. And I was like, bro,
no, why did he punch you? I'm not kidding. This dude. All right. So like we had already been there like all
day. Wait. Is this gonna get us flagged if we talk about fighting?
Not if we don't get graphic about it.
Well, I guess we're gonna. I guess we're testing this one out.
Really, a fight? It wasn't even really a fight. To be honest, the only punch he threw was at him, and then he took off.
And then he just ran.
Yeah, then he took.
He actually stayed around for a second, like he was acting tough, and then all of my friends came out, and then he ran, and I was like, "Wow, dude!" All
right, well, I'll tell my story after the podcast, real quick, but add this bad boy on.
Oh, dude, keep the big ring on there.
It's badass.
That is pretty badass.
I won it at a tournament back in 2021 at the Renaissance Festival.
At the Renaissance, damn.
It looks like you're like a prince of hell or something. That's like a ring.
Wait, what?
Look at his ring.
It's the red eyes. It's a Viking. But
I'm not going to lie to you. That looked like a football helmet to me.
It did.
With horns on.
I mean, people always ask me though. They're just like, "Oh, are you a devil worshiper?
Do you know anyone who like worships Satan or anything?"
I do know a Satanist, actually.
Do you really? Shit. Oh my god! Do they perform rituals? But like, what kind of Satanism in there?
So they're pretty much under the guidelines of.
Is it just like self-worth and like
self-worth and just like, you know, understanding that like somebody on the street that doesn't identify as a Satanist probably like has the alignment with someone, like if without getting political, you know, you get what I mean, though. But yeah, that's just yeah. But let me tell you something, though. You can find some of the freakiest people that are at the Renaissance Fair. So let me tell you something. So I was, and I can attest to it. One of my tattoo artists can. So I got invited to the after party. So at the Renaissance Festival, there's the after party and then there's the after party.
As there always is.
So are you guys familiar with pagans?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know pagans?
Well, I once told a bunch of Mormons that came up to my friend's house that I worship Satan. I mean, I was just fucking. It was actually right up the street up here.
You were just fucking with him.
I was like 16, though, just being dumb.
But so yeah, these are the pagan people. So like the after parties, you know, they drink all the ambrosia, they drink all the ale,
yeah,
and mead. Just like the mead, get all the drinks out, do like a very like Game of Thrones, like Viking Last Kingdom type of like celebration, like the fiddle, the piccolo, everybody's dancing, everybody's drunk, and then
they're doing Yeah by Usher mm-hmm. on the piccolo.
But then the after party is basically the orgy. Wait, can I say that?
That's what I was about to say. Does it get freaky? Does it get freaky? I feel like Renaissance people get freaky.
I think sex is okay.
Okay.
I think we can talk about sex.
All right, because I won't bring up like any names or anything, but I did get an invite to a little party, but I was like,
did you go?
Nah, not
oh, you said
thing.
No.
But I did learn though that a lot of people, so when you look at like a lot of those campers that are parked like in like the employee section, so some of these people travel like all over and just go to different rent fairs.
How do you not get like afraid to
and
get
swingers though? And yeah. So there's this one gentleman that I met and they're a thruple. And they literally just go around to different Renaissance festivals. Sorry. They just go around to different Renaissance festivals across like the Midwest and all through like the country and they just swing.
Wait, so their whole life is based on fantasy, fun, and
basically,
orgies?
Yeah, like
sounds
literally.
Like Game of Thrones.
No, like
he really
is a thing. Like he showed up, like everybody went crazy. Like you're straight, like bisexuals, like everybody was just like all in one thing, just ready to go. But yeah, like they travel, and it's like a known thing that like you meet up with somebody, or like they always know that like after every weekend when like it's after hours, that's what's going down. And then they have like a whole ritual dedicated to Dionysus,
oh,
the Greek god of like wine, grapes, and orgies.
I can't go sense. That because I am, you know, Christian. I can't go that far into it,
right? Obviously, but like I just like the fact that I got an invite because I never because you just like, you know, when you're younger, you just don't think about that. And then as you get older and then like, oh, this is what goes down. But
I'm not going to lie to you. My motivation for going to a Ren Faire at this point mm-hmm. is to find that one pixie baddie with the elf ears. That's definitely going to ruin my life.
She probably smells like bark, though.
What? Maybe, but
I mean, I'm cool with it. You know, a little bit I'm of cool sage, a little bit of sage,
cedar,
you know, a little bit of pine. Cedar. I have a sex drug for you. When you hear it?
Oh, shit.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. what starts with F ends with CK and has white stuff that comes out when squeezed?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Fried mozzarella sticks.
You gotta be. I'm gonna kill you.
Wait, hold on. Ask me that again. Wait, what?
What? You didn't even. Okay. What starts with F, ends with CK, and has white stuff that comes out when squeezed?
You know what?
Fried mozzarella sticks.
And those are damn good. Like, damn. That's one place I feel like wherever I go.
B-Dubs has the best fried mozzarella sticks.
I've never had a bad mozzarella stick.
No, I don't think I ever have either. I don't think they exist. I don't think a bad mozzarella stick exists.
Will, do you have a video?
Dude, you can't go wrong with fried cheese.
You can't.
No, you can't.
You know? You ever had fried cheese curds, dude?
Yes, Buffalo Wild.
Yes, actually, they had those and then took them away to bring back mozzarella sticks, and I bless them for doing that.
I have a video prepared for you guys here if you want to take a look.
Let's see what we got.
That's Bulla, the short guy. is that a real video when you cradling him? Because it's like,
yeah, you know, did you know
he was. Dude, he like kissed his head.
Yeah. And I didn't know. I'm hungry. He's punching me. I
thought it was a baby.
I don't know, man. I just
thought it was the baby.
Yeah. I'm hugging on this guy.
He's playing with him like he's like 2 years old. 26
years old.
That always killed me when I found out that he was like 26. That killed me when I found out he was like 26.
Yeah, it looks like he's like five.
Five.
Not even that.
You know, like that's what always killed me about his success. Because I was like, what? He's just a kid that dresses up in designer? Like, what? Like, what's the point?
There's actually been a lot of accounts of like, there's actually like a very creepy story. Will, if I don't know if you can look this up, but it's a story about a couple who adopted a kid, and it was actually like a 30-year-old midget. Swear to God,
had that goddamn Benjamin Button.
It's happened a few times though. It hasn't just happened once. Midgets will pretend to be. Fuck, I hope midget isn't a goddamn flagged word. Now I'm like obsessed with getting flagged.
You ever seen that movie, Little Man? You ever seen that with the Wayans brothers?
No,
I don't think so.
For real, dude, that movie is hilarious, man.
Okay, like, so it says a Ukrainian orphan has denied posing as a child and then threatening to kill the U.S. family who had adopted her. Natalie Grace Barnett has denied claims by her former adoptive parents that she is a fully grown woman close to 30. I'm 16, she said in her first interview. Oh, my God. She has dwarfism.
Bitch, you don't look 16.
I mean, I guess...
Even with dwarfism, you don't look 16.
When you're a little person, I feel like you can maybe get away with it. Like, you can trick someone. You know,
well,
there's like a couple out there and they're just, you know, down on their luck. They can't have kids. And they're like, okay, well,
that's actually the plot of Little Man.
It says, I thought I'd find the right family.
Yeah, that's basically the plot of Little Man. So basically there's like this, it's Marlon Wayne, but they like CGI him to make him like a little person, right?
Yeah.
Super small.
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about that.
And
yeah.
He's like a thief and gets out of jail, right? As soon as he gets out of jail, he goes to rob this other place again, you know? And so he gets away with it, but he has to ditch the diamond that he stole in this lady's purse.
I've seen right? that. Yeah, I've seen that.
So then he has to pose like he's a doorstep baby to get the diamond back. But then, like, I guess he, like, ends up loving the family or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen that. But to continue with the article, I want to read the rest of this. Christine and Michael, that's the couple, have said they were led to believe Natalia was 6 years old when they adopted her, but doubted her age, believing her to have been closer to 20 at the time. The Barnetts have said they felt threatened by Natalia and eventually moved to Canada without her, but paid a year's rent on an apartment for her to live alone. Christine and Michael are currently facing charges of neglect and will stand trial in early 2020. Wait, so what happened to them?
Where's the birth certificate?
And why are they facing charges
for
neglect?
Yeah, I was gonna say, where's the birth certificate?
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of things unknown about
this.
I'm sorry,
you don't look 16.
We got to figure this out.
Like, even with dwarfism, dude, you don't look 16.
I mean, this has already been figured out, but I want to know. This is insane.
That's crazy.
Dude, bitch, you are 40.
40. Okay, so it says, first made headlines in 2019. They were charged with multiple counts of neglecting a dependent. There's a 5-year investigation. So it looks like they were actually tricked. And then following the charges, the Barnetts shared their side of the story. They said that Natalia was an adult masquerading as a child.
So she was like 30.
They had Natalia's birth year legally changed from 2003 to 1989. So they found out and then changed her birth year. Oh my God.
So they had no record of her?
This is given some like Gypsy Rose type shit.
And then
that's what I'm saying.
And
dude.
Then
what
she
fuck.
And then she damn it, I shouldn't have said that. I gotta cut that out now. But seriously, I gotta cut that out now. God damn it.
Can't even talk about a news story than Jeffree Star.
Yes.
Wait, what?
You're going to have a bigger flagged section of YouTube than Jeffree Star. And what he does is he takes the videos of like all his flagged comments and all the stuff he gets flagged for and reads them in like a separate video until it gets taken down.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys want to play a word game?
Shit, sure. I'm down.
Okay. Will, you type in first word that comes to mind game on YouTube?
Oh, since you also...
What?
I was just going to say, since Nick brought up Game of Thrones, because I just played it with somebody at the bar not too long ago. Real quick, Mary Shag Kill Game of Thrones edition, if you're a Game of Thrones fan.
I actually, you know what's fucked up? I have not watched Game of Thrones.
I've never seen Game of Thrones. Okay, and it's too bad Will doesn't have a mic. You could play it with him, but...
I'm going to another podcast. No, I'm kidding.
Unbelievable.
It is on my list, because we actually did go out of our way, and we were watching... Like, the only reason we were going to get HBO was because of South Park, but we had a site for that type of site, you know what I mean? But then that site got taken down, so we just, like, bit our lips, and we're just like, fuck it, we're getting HBO. So now that we have it, I'm like, that's,
oh,
like,
wait,
on my list.
Wait, so WC is taken down now?
Pretty much.
Oh, what? Yeah. It's been up for, like, fucking 15 years.
I know. They got away with it for so long.
I wonder how they finally cracked them. I wonder if they're facing charges.
But it's just South Park that they took down. Like, all the anime that I was watching on there, perfectly fine.
Oh, they just took down
South Park.
Okay, Trey Parker, Matt Stone, come on now.
Well, it probably wasn't even then. It was probably HBO.
Probably like the publishing company.
Well, when you watch it, let me know, because I've watched all of House of the Dragons, and I read all the books so far.
I pretty much know what happens just because of everybody in the world talking about it. But, like, I still haven't seen it for myself.
And George just announced that, like, the other book that he wrote, it's done. It's done. It just has to get, like, a publishing date. But, like, it's physically, like, written.
The dragons are coming. They're coming.
Didn't he, like, say he was going to finish it, like, years ago? And he just hasn't
done it? Well, he was supposed to. He wasn't sure if, like, the last book that I just read, if that was going to be the last one or not.
Mm-hmm.
But he ended up writing another one. And then after this one, when it's finally released, he's got one more after that.
He actually wrote all the backstory to Elden Ring. Not all of the characters.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, wasn't he like heavily involved in Elden Ring?
He wrote what happened thousands of years before we see like the main characters. He wrote like the backstory. Set up everything.
He set up that world. He basically created the world.
Yeah. Basically, but
a backstory of the world of Elden Ring.
Yeah. So I always thought that was kind of interesting.
I'm pretty stoked about being able to play Elden Ring.
Elden Ring is like the most, I'd say, top five most perfect games.
Speaking of games, I don't know if you're a gamer, Taz, but Black Ops 6 apparently is on Game Pass. Didn't know that.
Dude, I spent... Are you kidding me?
Yeah, swear
to
God.
Dude, I spent $80 on it.
I know.
Oh,
that's why I wanted to tell you here.
Unbelievable. You know what, dude? I'm going to put another rose on your car.
Wait, did you write your signature on my car the other day?
No.
Somebody wrote a signature on my car the other day. I feel like you're lying. I feel like you're lying.
I'm not. I know. I'm not lying.
If you all don't know, for those who are watching, check out 2 episodes ago where he revealed how he pranked the shit out of me with roses on my goddamn car.
Yeah.
Making me think I was being stalked.
You don't know about that, do you?
Oh, shit. That's right. You don't know about that.
So, basically, me and Nick were sitting here, and I had... So, like, 8 months ago, someone put a rose on his car, and he thought it was, like, a secret admirer, so he thought it was sweet. And then, like, a couple months ago, I had the idea. I was like, you know what? I remember that happening. I'm going to keep it going and see what happens. So I fucking went and got roses, and I put one on his car, and then he came in my apartment, and he was like, bro, I'm going to be sex trafficked. I'm fucking freaking out here. He's like, this is serious shit.
The only reason I thought that is because the first time it happened, this girl texted me and was just like, do not sniff that rose. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense.
Wait, what?
Yeah. She was telling me not to sniff it because there was like a chemical or something.
So now we have to worry about roses now.
Yeah.
But the next week I put another rose on his car, and then he was really freaking out. He was like sending me Snapchats. He's like, bro, I see the rose. I don't want to go out there.
No, and then, I didn't.
And then on the podcast, I was finally like, dude, it's me.
It was me, motherfucker. I hate you for that. I went into his house and the roses were not 10 feet from me in his room while his door was closed. So I didn't see him.
Yeah.
Not 10 feet away from me. I
usually don't prank people, but I just saw the
opportunity and you ran with it.
You know, that kind of gave me an idea of something to use for in my book. Thank you.
You're welcome. How's your book doing?
It's coming along good. I just finished another deadline, October the 25th. I have about 14 chapters done.
Nice.
It's going good. I took a little bit of a backseat because I was writing some poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on Tumblr hit me up and said, could you write a poem that's like Halloween and like horror themed about the slashers and different like horror characters? So I did it. And then I sat like in like a certain journal I have where I jot down like all the drafts before I start a new chapter. So I did a draft for two upcoming chapters. So then now I can actually sit at the laptop and write.
Yeah. Very nice. Dude, speaking of writing, I actually started writing lyrics again. Like for the music and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I just took a back burner for me just because of this.
Well, you can't focus on too many things at one time in life. Like, our brains only have so much bandwidth to be able to focus on stuff.
And we only have 24 hours in one day.
Right.
Exactly.
And most of that is taken up by work. So it's like you work. And then you only have so much time for, you know, hobbies and things. And it takes a long time to, like, get stuff done when you're a working man, working for the man.
Which is why I've really decided,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, the last year especially. Like, I guess in a way, like, making sacrifices on, like, if somebody asks me, like, hey, do you want to go out? Like, no, I think I'm going to sit this one out. I'm going to work on my book.
What is the last thing you would want to sacrifice?
That's a great question, actually.
The last thing I would, what, in order to get the book done?
Just in general, what's something that you can't sacrifice in your life?
I sort of want to throw the spiritual answer in there, like, don't sacrifice and compromise your faith if you're like a follower of Christ. But then it, like, I'm also thinking of stuff that's more tangible.
Are you Christian? Where are you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Just uh-huh.
that's a good answer.
I don't like, and this might sound like New Age tippy.
You don't like the Old Testament. You like the New Testament.
No, not even that. I just don't like. So, like, here's one thing. Like, attending private school, like, in my youth, like, a little bit, I never understood how, like, the denominations and how, like, they like. I was just like, don't you, like, in a sense, believe in, like, the same God? So, it's just like, I don't know.
It's just a different way of worship.
Maybe sound like a hippie. I don't like labels.
It is the same God. You. It's just they, like some places, like, emphasize on certain beliefs and some places,
right,
certain,
more than others.
You know, emphasize on certain ways to worship. So, like, I mean, so Will is Catholic. Catholics, you know, shake your head if I'm wrong, but Catholics believe that you are not worthy to speak to God by yourself. You have to go through Mary or
like another saint.
Is that not true? Saint. I thought some Catholics believe
that. I don't know anything about that.
Okay. So
it used to be that you had to go through a priest. That was back in the days of, like, pay for sins and shit.
Okay.
Confession and shit like
that. But now it's more lax on like that. Okay.
So what
he said, in case everyone didn't hear, is that back then it was like that, but now it's kind of more lax on you can have a personal relationship with Christ and God, right? Okay.
But if we do something like tangible, like more lighthearted.
For me, I couldn't give up cookies, dude. I love chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, so we're going down that route. Okay, so for me, no. That just made my answer a lot easier, what I'm going to give, though. But chocolate chip cookie. Is it a specific chocolate chip cookie?
I have Chips Ahoy, I have Oreos, and I have Milwaukee cookies, and I have those fucking...
Milwaukee?
And I have...
Elmer Fudge?
You don't know what those are?
Yeah, I know what they are.
Those are great. And then,
ew!
And then the fucking oval ones.
It's almost about as famous as
Milano's. Dude, Milano's are fire. I also like fudge stripes. And
the Elmer fudge ones.
I'm a cookie connoisseur, but I eat all of my collection.
Wait, hold on. Did you say, like, the stripe cookies? You talking about the Elmer fudge ones?
Yeah, Elmer fudge stripes.
What do you call them?
The Keebler's fudge stripes.
But what did he call them, though?
The stripe cookies? The stripe cookies. You know them stripe cookies.
But okay, Keeblers are different. Those are the little gnome toes. That's what they're called.
Wait, what? What is
the, you know what I'm talking about? What the fuck is a gnome toe?
It's a little piece of chocolate. You eat it and it's yummy.
Wait, is it a toe?
Yeah.
Wait,
it's a
minute.
It's a gnome toe. Mm.
A Naruto.
Okay, so to give something lighthearted, I could never sacrifice wings.
Okay, actually,
if we're gonna go more
lighthearted,
isn't
that what they are? Yeah. I thought I saw that on like the packaging.
Are you a wing connoisseur? Like he's a cookie connoisseur?
Okay, like I love. So okay, I don't mind traditional wings, but I do like boneless more.
Okay,
are there no gnome
just
toes?
Because it's
did I make
easier.
That up?
Listen,
purely because it's easier.
So hold on. So I'm gonna shout out a good friend of mine who's always low-key bullying me about how I prefer boneless over traditional.
Dude, boneless is worth
he's one of those trolls that always says you're just eating chicken nuggets. And damn it, if I am, it's good.
If I am, fuck it,
and it's
dude.
Not as messy. But no, A Spitz, see, I'm not alone. Aaron Spitz, A Spitz, I'm not alone in this. See, there's somebody else here at the table.
Not alone.
That understands. So you'll pick. I mean, like now, if traditional is the only option, I'll eat it.
Yeah,
if that's boneless,
I'll eat it. But
okay, now where's your top place to go?
I can't believe
wings?
There's
for wings.
There's no gnome toes.
Actually, it's not B-Dubs, so don't get your head around that.
No,
Wingstop is fire.
Actually, unpopular opinion. I think La Rosa's has. Fire.
So does Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut has really good wings too.
I have not had Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut is the only place you can go to that you don't want their pizza, you want everything else.
Pizza Hut is probably my least favorite pizza.
I
actually don't mind Pizza Hut.
They up their game.
I don't.
Did they?
I think Domino's went down. Domino's has this weird.
No, Domino's up their game, dog.
They did, but something happened recently. Something happened. Okay, let me tell you why. Something happened to Domino's because it's more like their pizza is so garlicky. It disgusts me. I just don't.
Well, see, that's where the difference is because I'm a garlic slut.
Oh, you're
everything.
What I wouldn't do for some garlic.
Dude, you're gonna get us flagged, man. Come on,
dude. I'm a garlic slut. It's fine.
What would you do to garlic?
Oh, that we would get flagged for if I talk about what I do to garlic.
Okay.
I would do illegal, probably immoral things.
I just like to get a good garlic. I like to smell it and then be like, all right.
So, in case you guys are wondering if I'm a vampire. You can be rest assured.
Would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf? Okay, boneless wings come from a different cut of chicken breast.
Yeah, they're not actually wings. That actually was what I was going to bring
up.
No. What do you mean they're not chicken nuggets?
Breast meat is commonly used for boneless wings because
so it's chicken breast.
It's one of the leanest and meanest. It doesn't actually say that.
It's one of the meanest, the leanest, and the stupendous, sauciest, bestest.
Gracious.
Asabodacious.
You know what I'm saying? It's,
good gracious, asabodacious.
Leans, greens, lettuce, tomato.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Speaking of that, we're getting up on Thanksgiving here soon.
Before you go into that, I think for me, my wings, Quaker steak.
Actually, yes.
Dude. Parmesan garlic
Quaker steak is crazy good.
When I tell you, like, listen, and this is obviously just me joking, but honestly, like, contemplating, if you offered me, like, let's say, like, I had to make an OnlyFans for unlimited lifetime of, like, Quaker steak, Parmesan garlic.
I'd show my butthole immediately.
I'm going to call the police.
I would show my butthole immediately.
I would call
them. Well, I might do what some people do where they do, like, a frontal tease and that's about it, but you'll never get, like,
no.
What do you mean a frontal, like a full moon?
No, because there are some people that have OnlyFans where they do like strip teases.
They do
they'll only show you like the very like where the waist is, like right where like, you know.
The V cut.
And then that, or like they might do a video where they begin to pull the garment down.
And then as soon as the video ends.
Would you sell feet pics? Would you buy feet pics?
Would I buy feet pics?
Yes.
Well, who would I buy feet?
Like, would you sell them though? Do you like feet? I love feet.
Wait, so you have a foot fetish? Are you on Foot Finder?
I've never bought God. Okay, let me say this in a different way. I would never buy feet pics. I would never fetishize a woman's feet. However, when I see a nice pair of toes, I'm like, okay, that's. Okay.
I really want to put my mouth on them.
Wait, do you suck? Wait, can I ask? Do you suck on toes?
There's a lot of things that I'll do. I mean, I will suck on toes if there's wine involved. Pour a little wine on there. Suck the wine on.
What the literal?
It cleans the toes.
Hit him up, ladies.
They have to be.
He's ready for a good time.
They have to be clean though. You can't fuck with the dirty foot. That'll
see that's so like just, a fresh that's pedicure just it for me.
You'll
like,
get fucking.
Athlete's foot
on your tongue, and you don't want that. I don't know if you can actually do that, but
I just straight up don't find that appealing, attractive.
Do you sell feet pictures?
No, I have the feet of Voldemort. I could like claw someone's face.
I have the feet of
Voldemort. I could claw someone's eyeballs out with my big toe, like for real, like an eagle.
No,
so he's got like, talons.
Eagle boys in full effect here.
And it's confirmed because I know they don't lie.
Make sure you're talking in the mic.
Where I go get my manicures and pedicures, like the ladies are always like low key always talking about like the people that have like the bad looking feet. But I'm always getting like a grade A compliment whenever I go, I know I'm legit.
Yeah,
because they don't just tell that to anybody.
Never got a pedicure before. Maybe
you should start.
Wanted to before just because my dude talked to me because he got one time, and of course I went like everybody in the group chat went after him. They were just like, dude, what the fuck? You got a fucking pedicure?
Yes,
what the fuck?
It.
Like, you know what I mean?
Do you think if me
all
and you
the
went,
alpha male came out?
If me and you went, do you think people would think we're like a gay couple?
No,
like it'd be cool. Which like, okay, I wouldn't like be mad about it, but at the same time, like I need to like preserve my masculinity, and going to a pedicure is damaging.
No, but here's the thing, though.
To the image.
It's damn near 2025. Here's the thing.
No, just sit there and eat beef jerky while you're
heterosexual men. Okay. Get a pedicure because you don't want to walk around here having like animal hooves like a zebra or a wildebeest.
Dude, I ain't gonna lie to you. I do care.
That's
about
me.
Upkeeping. I'm a little scruffy right now, but I do care about like upkeeping. Every time I like go out and I know I'm going to be around like people and stuff like that. Like I got the tremors. I got the freaking nose and ear tremor, all that. Even though it's not even a problem, I just keep it around for like those certain cases.
Listen, if only you knew my skincare routine. Okay. First of all, I just wanted to say that 2025 Sephora Skin. Fenty Skin, Rihanna, why am I not on your payroll? Because we used to be studied in pop culture how I single-handedly had a hand in making that woman a
dude,
billionaire.
Dude, you should just own a stock.
You know what? I should probably look into that. But my like skincare is a whole
deal.
When I go home, I'll send you like Snapchats of like everything. Like I have like the body scrub, I have the cookies and clean mask. Like I have the whole nine yards.
I'm all about
it. Daily.
I use a bar of soap. And I call it a day. I don't even wash my hair.
Old Spice.
It's 2025. We're stepping it up.
I literally don't even have. I don't wash my hair. My hair never gets greasy. My hair never gets fucked up. I haven't washed my hair in probably 2 months.
Dude, what the fuck?
Dude, look at my hair. Is fine. I'm telling you, dude. Look. Does it look
dude,
fucked up?
No, but here's the thing that you have to think
my
about
hair looks
underneath
fine.
The scalp.
The hair underneath the scalp is fucking.
No, but
I
like
have
how
good
dry
skin.
The scalp is.
The scalp underneath my hair
it's
skin, fine,
but it's dry.
It doesn't okay. Shampoo is you know what fucking Johnson and John or fucking Head and Shoulders P&G just caught. Never mind. I can't. I want to work for P&G, so I can't comment. We got to cut that out. God damn.
He was getting ready to go in on some Procter & Gamble.
I can't. No, Procter & Gamble is a wonderful company, and I hope...
No, we're not doing this. Sorry, everybody. We want to apologize, Procter & Gamble.
No, what a wonderful,
good.
What a
They're
great
a wonderful company. And we got nothing against anything to do. Thank you. Thank you.
Know what?
Have a great night.
If they saw anything else that I've said or done on this show, then I wouldn't get the job anyway. At this point, it doesn't even matter.
Dude, I got sent one of those memes the other day by one of my coworkers where it's just like... It's that scene from War Dogs where they're getting like escorted out. Like in cuffs from the elevator.
I don't remember that movie. I've seen it. I've seen it. I just. Oh yes.
Like at
yes,
the very
yes,
end
yes.
when they're getting like
Jonah Hill.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like and it the caption literally just says, "Hey bro, let's start a podcast after the first episode," and that's them getting escorted out by police.
Mm.
I was like, "Yeah, that's us. That's us." We definitely talked about a robot having sex with a Florida man. That's how we started this thing.
A Florida man today claims that his sex robot denied him.
I remember this.
Today we bring you the eyewitness exclusive of this shocking report.
It was a great. That was a defining moment. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that was our first episode that we published, and it got like the most views, except for the Jeff Stitzer one, kind of topped that.
No, Jeff Stitzer's episode topped that really, really quick.
Yeah,
but like, I mean, yeah, that was the first episode. I remember because I posted that scene on TikTok, and that one just shot up in views out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yours too, by the way. Yours shot up in views. It was crazy. It was absolutely wild.
Hopefully we can do this again.
We can definitely do this again.
You can come on whenever you want.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you're not far from us by any means. So there we go.
Will, can you play the next video for us real quick? Have a little commentary on this. So I send videos and stuff. Okay, here we go.
Get a little TikTok.
Guess who had to get recircumcised?
Be with your man. I ain't trying to stop you.
Check my baby mama. Whip Rovers, not Hondas. I'ma spin it till it's gone.
Is that all it is?
So I didn't know this, but so my son is obviously, you know, both my children are obviously, you know, circumcised, but a lot of people have to get recircumcised later on in life. What do you think about that?
Because I never knew that this was a thing.
Yeah. Would you get recircumcised like now if you had to? Or would you just be like, all right, fuck it, it's back.
It's back. It's back, dude.
Would it cause like a huge like health concern? If it doesn't cause a health concern, what's the point in going back and getting it recircumcised?
I don't know.
I think some women like circumcised penises. Women have a preference, but 70% of the world is actually uncircumcised.
Well, because circumcised is really like a thing. I think I remember learning that it's more like a Western culture thing.
Yeah.
Unless like certain villages in Africa where they just do something like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Much more barbaric, but
there was a bunch of people protesting in Mason actually at the Fields Earl intersection. There was, I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a bunch of people outside with "Stop cutting baby penises." And
what?
I swear to God, there was a whole grip of them.
List, man. Like that's your concern. That's what you woke up that morning.
It looked like a bunch of Amish people.
I'm gonna stand at the fucking corner of the street and have a sign that openly talks about little boys' penises. That's what you decided to do with your day.
It was strange. The things that people choose to protest about, sometimes I'm like, you got out of bed today to protest this?
Oh.
There's much bigger problems than circumcision.
You'll get a kick. I don't know if you saw the story. It's big and you guys are on TikTok about Peanut the Squirrel.
I did hear about Peanut the Squirrel. Everyone's up in arms about
listen,
that.
Listen, well, it's the fact that like, and the Mark, the owner even said that like, New York right now with everything else going on in New York,
the
state took
concern?
The time to go like raid a house for a raccoon and a squirrel.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
to euthanize it, which
see,
is
see, that's
crazy.
The thing. If they would have just like released it into the wild, I would have been like, all right, whatever.
We can't go too far into this because it gets very political.
It does.
So we have to stay off of that because
I'll explain it after.
Yeah, afterwards we'll tell you how it's but it is very political.
But still, it is pretty political. But at the same
that, like,
time,
out of all the things on like the state of New York's mind to like fix to go.
Dude,
in
you
and,
gotta
like,
come.
We can't talk about that stuff, dude. We can't. I wish we could, but like we have to promote this. So.
I actually did. Speaking of rodents, I sent a funny video to the email. If you want to bring that up, I think you'll get a kick out of this one.
Okay.
It actually does tie into what we were talking about, just like a little bit. You know, I saw this the other day and. You ever just be like scrolling on TikTok or whatever, and you come across that video that you just like laugh at for like 20 minutes?
Oh, we're not gonna put anything in but the videos. Okay. Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah, no, yeah. No, voxing. That's the word.
I found a TikTok that somebody, like, they put it on TikTok from, like,
yeah, that's it,
a Dave Chappelle video from, like, back in the day, and I will just sit and watch it on a loop
for, it's
like,
at the top,
solid 20 minutes.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, the very top. There it is.
Sorry, I didn't ignore you. I'm trying to direct
you're good,
him.
You're good.
Trying to get him on track here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This already seems silly.
Mm-hmm. Little piece of cheese. I'm messing with it. The guy who's always chasing us and trying to kill us? My boy done turned a leaf.
My boy done turned a leaf.
We up.
It looks like Mr. Ratburn from Arthur.
He put in a little box. It's a little box in the corner. It's like a little dimly lit restaurant.
Holy shit.
Pretty good touches. Spicy cheese. Must be Chipotle. A dark box restaurant. Yep. Order up. Y'all this out. Nah, we good. We good. What the fuck?
Oh, I can picture as Mr. Rapper.
Actually, that's so funny that you said that. I was trying to figure out what he looked like. That was it right there.
Mr.
Ratburn from Arthur. Holy shit.
Which, speaking of Arthur, you want to know something? I actually am trying to take the time to. There he is.
Oh, no. Mr. Ratburn.
Mr. Ratburn.
Speaking of Arthur, do you know that lately I've been going back and rewatching all the old episodes? So I don't know if I've ever told you this or if it was on the last podcast, but my favorite cartoon, my top three cartoons are Arthur, the Powerpuff Girls, and probably the Rugrats.
I'm with that.
So, but Arthur, I've been going back and watching all the old episodes.
Arthur.
I just want to say that when I grow up, I want to be DW because that girl was a savage.
Savage, dude.
Like when I sat back and just like, as a kid, I didn't pick up on it. I was like, dude, DW. Like,
dude, she was a little bitch, dude.
She's like, Francine. She's like, can I ask you something? Sure, DW. When are you going to go home? Why don't you leave us alone and go back to your own?
Just the savage comments that we didn't, right over our heads.
My little brother looks like and reminds me of Arthur.
Why? Wait, Arthur, before the glow, before the big nose? Before Mark Brown changed it to the cartoon? Because did you know what Arthur used to originally look like?
No.
Can you Google?
I'll probably look, like, remember it when I see it.
That's that I know exactly what you're about to bring up, and this is about to piss me off, because I remember seeing it the first time, and I just got mad, dude. Like, just because, how did you get that?
Oh, he looks like an anteater.
How did you get that?
Is Arthur a horse?
To that. No, he's an anteater.
He's an ant. A what?
He's an anteater, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dutch.
He's an aardvark.
Yeah. Oh, dude, my entire procession of life is fucked.
Arthur the aardvark. I'm sorry, Dutch.
So we thought it was a horse.
First, we thought it was a horse. And then my childhood got ruined because I thought it was an anteater.
No,
that's
no. So
up.
Like the one that like from 2000, like the cartoon that we watched as a kid, they changed it. But like all the books like prior, that's what
all that
like.
Yeah.
Arthur, you're alerting the Pinkertons. Sorry, Dutch. I have to sniff for ants.
Sorry, Dutch.
But no, like I used to be obsessed with that cartoon when I was a kid. I had like Arthur's Reading Race on like the computer back in the day, like in the 90s. And I used to play it all the time.
Did you ever play Schoolhouse Rock?
No, I don't think so.
Why does no one know what that is?
Schoolhouse Rock.
That's a
Zero the Hero. No one knows.
School of Rock. I was gonna say that's a movie.
Schoolhouse Rock is a movie. Schoolhouse
Rock. I actually know what that is. Yeah. It's those old videos from like the 70s.
Hero the or Zero the Hero.
Yes,
it was like
Call Me Bill.
Yeah. There was a game too, though. There was a good game.
I remember Rita Rabbit.
I did play Rita Rabbit. I was a baller at Rita Rabbit.
You ever had rabbit? You ever ate it?
What?
I don't think, have I?
Rabbit's good, dude. It ain't bad.
No, I think I had the opportunity to have rabbit stew, but
did
I think
it smell
I turned
weird?
It down.
But was it because of the smell? It's very gamey.
No, I like the smell.
Is it gamey like gator or duck?
Well, gamey is its own taste. But yeah, I guess you could say like duck. It depends on where you get it from. It's not if it's not processed. If you shoot an elk, and then you fucking bring it back and like butcher it yourself, it's gonna be a little gamey. Or like cows, if you buy your own cow,
right,
and then you get it from the farmer, it has a little bit different taste to it. It just right. has it's a hint of game.
Well, I have. Yeah, I think it was when I just like for like a weekend or something. We went to Texas for something. Me and some friends from college for like a weekend. I believe I had the opportunity to have rabbit stew, but I turned it down. I'm trying to remember exactly why, but there's just something about it. Because I remember there's a certain like old Western movie that I like where they were eating rabbit stew. It's called The Man of Snowy River. It's an Australian old Western. Phenomenal. Love the soundtrack. It's got horses. Love horses. Everything.
I used to have a rabbit. His name is Bugs.
And so did you eat it?
No, it ran away, and I just never saw it.
So again. I always said I was going to have rabbit stew, and then when I got older, I was just like, I don't know. I'd have to ask, like, one of my friends with me, like, why I turned it down, but no, I don't think I've ever ate rabbit before.
I used to have to catch my rabbit when I was, like, I used to live in Hawaii, mm-hmm. so I would be fucking running around on the island fucking trying to find my rabbit, and I would find it, and I'd be like, listen here. I'd be like, you're in a
lot. Listen here, you little shit.
And fucking stay there. And you're not so, fucking leaving ever again.
All right, so your argument that you didn't kill the rabbit is growing slimmer and slimmer every single moment. Just saying.
I love the rabbit. Here,
you little shit.
But, I mean, I never abused it. I just, you know, said, hey, you know.
Listen here, motherfucker.
I feed you.
I remember one time I went to a house party. And this girl, she had a rabbit, but it got out. So then she caused, like, panic. So we had to spend a part of the time, like, everybody. She's like, yo, cut the noise. Like, turn the music off. And we spent, like, the time, like, looking for the rabbit.
The entire party looked it for a rabbit.
Yeah, like, most people were just like, okay, like, let's find this. Because, like, if we all pitch in, the quicker we can go back to partying. But it was, yeah, she, like, screamed. And then she freaked out. We're thinking of something serious. Then she cuts the music. And then it's, we have to look for her pet rabbit.
Rabbits eat their own young.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They do?
Every animal does that almost. Cats do it.
Wait, rabbits do? I thought rabbits were strictly omnivores.
Nope.
Rabbits. I mean, herbivores.
Horses will eat squirrels and shit, too, if they can.
I've seen that video, and that freaked me out.
I thought it was really cool. That was yes, rabbits can eat their young, and there are several reasons why. A mother rabbit might eat a dead kit, I guess that's what they're called, to prevent the odor from attracting predators. A mother rabbit might eat a stillborn baby. If a mother rabbit is, I hope this is not good as flagged, it's just a rabbit. A mother rabbit might eat a weak baby because it's less likely to survive if she is low on energy after giving birth and she just wants to, you know, get a little snack. She might mistake a baby for part of the afterbirth and eat it. Oh God. Animals lick up and eat everything that comes out after they birth.
No, you think, we're going to cut that one out.
No, they're going to, our audience is going to listen to that and they're going to like it. I don't give a shit.
I don't think Google will let us.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, I think Google would be, I wish there was a way to ask Google, like, hey, is it okay if we talk about
Google? Can we talk about eating rabbit young on our podcast?
Oh, my God.
Did your phone just respond to that? Oh, no, you have an iPhone. Never mind.
Oh, no, that might have been like the flash of my iPhone.
Hey, Siri, can I talk about eating rabbits on my podcast?
See what Siri has to say.
Do you have the newer iPhone?
It didn't give me anything. The first thing that popped up was, how do you deal with rude people talking about eating rabbits? Fucking goddamn liberals.
This is why Apple literally decided to go with the artificial intelligence for Siri.
Wait, what'd you ask me?
If you had the newer iPhone because of the artificial intelligence.
I have at the 15 Pro.
Okay.
I need to get the 16.
I have the 14 Pro Max. This is because I upgraded last year, but I think I'm just going to wait until probably the 17 comes out. But I upgraded everything else, like my Apple Watch and MacBook.
Yeah. I'm fully on board. I want Apple to take over my life. I don't want to own a
home.
I've
already let them do it.
I never want to own a home. I want to rent forever. I want Apple and Google to know everything about me. And I have subscribed to the lifestyle. I'm on board.
Living this lifestyle.
I converted my parents over to an iPhone, and I'm so happy. But the thing of it is, listen, I love my mom. I'd fight the whole Roman Empire for her. But, like, I keep having to tell her, because one time – she FaceTimed me and my aunt. So, but now whenever she wants to FaceTime me, she's always hitting the group one on the call list. So it's always doing a group FaceTime. Like,
oh, for God's
you
sake.
You have to specifically go to my contact.
And call me.
And call me or hit the FaceTime button. And it just, I don't know, though, but I'm happy I converted them over. Because is everybody here an iPhone user?
Everybody's an iPhone user here.
And I'm sure you guys can relate. There is no, you know how I feel about green messages, the green bubble. The green bubble struggle. Listen,
I have used that term so many times, and I wanted to use it on my cousin because my cousin has an Android, and I'm like, why?
It just because, like, you know, like it, especially when you're used to doing nothing but texting other iPhone users, so you're so used to iMessage. The green bubble just to me, it enrages me.
You know what's
just
good about
mad.
What's good about iMessage though is that the messages are encrypted, so no one can steal your text data.
Yes, and so that's another reason why where it just, and because I'm tired of when, like, I'm creative enough and I send, like, emojis that I think people would get a kick out of, and then they text me back saying, I can't see it, it's a box.
It's just a box with a question mark.
Well, no, it's an actual thing.
No.
If you actually just would switch over and get an iPhone. Like, seriously, we need to talk about Android emojis and how they look like the great value, and they look like they're on crack.
They do. They do look like great value emojis.
Do you think that can... Should we allow, like anytime we want to download something, should we allow them to have all of our access? Do you think it matters?
To a degree.
Like, can we just say that we're non-binary, asexual, like, you don't need any, like, information?
No.
Well, I mean, because they're still going to, because even if you do identify as that, though, they're still going to find something to get, like, whether it's something you hook up to, like, a computer, your email that's tied to your Apple account, your Apple ID, either way, like, it's, they're still going to find information.
Just, I wish there was a box you could check that could say, I'm broke, I'm non-binary.
I'm broke. I'm non-binary.
There's
nothing. I'm not even really a person.
Right. Like, you don't need anything from me. Like, there's nothing you're gonna
sell
me.
There's nothing you're gonna get from me.
There's nothing you're gonna. You can't put me in a category.
Because Apple wants to know everything. Like, you know them questions whenever you download an app, and then it's always asking you the three questions about the location, access to your photo albums,
and your microphone, your camera, your photos, and your location. Those are the new four.
Unbelievable.
Because they had to switch. Because the camera pretty much tied in to the microphone at the same time.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But now they have to do each individual.
Yeah.
Because, like, everyone got crazy paranoid.
I just
want to
say, though, Android users, listen. There is still hope. You can repent and confess your sins. Be covered. Christ will forgive you.
Okay? I'm not going to lie to you. I think the only thing keeping people on the Android side right now is that gimmicky, like, foldable... You know, smartphones, the gimmicky.
But isn't it even only just like one Samsung? It's not even all of them.
It's literally two of them. It's the Samsung Galaxy Note and like the Galaxy Flip.
I have somebody that has that at work, one of the Flip Galaxies. And I had like the last Galaxy I had, I think, was like the Note 2 or the Note 3.
Yeah.
Because my best friend convinced me to switch over after I had been loyal to Apple. And I loved it at first. And then... I just was like, all right, I missed the FaceTime. Because here's the thing about Androids. Unless it's like the top notch, like most up-to-date Samsung, they have to do a special link for FaceTime.
Yeah.
Like whether it's like the iPhone like 10, 14, 13, 17 or whatever, FaceTime is like it works all across the board, which is what I like. And then on top of that, it just – I think my other issue was, I think when I went to Disney and like other bigger companies are definitely more Apple friendly. So when you get like nice cases and accessories for your phone, they don't have it.
They don't have Samsung
for anything Android. So I'm just like, all right, you know what? I'm never ever going back to Disney without an iPhone. And so, because my favorite cell phone game is strictly Apple through Disney.
There you go.
We're about to wrap up here. We're coming up on an hour. Do you want to freestyle or do you want to watch a video and wrap it up? I'm going to leave it up to you because you're the guest.
What did we do last time? I think I did background vocals or ad-libs for you guys.
Yeah, but if I do it, then you have to do it.
A freestyle?
Yep.
I don't...
If I do it, then you have to do it. Because last time you didn't do it. But we also don't have to do that. We can just watch the video and close it out.
I feel like the freestyle would be more fun.
Okay, that's up to you.
Get on his YouTube.
We can try it.
Well, yeah, go to the Eagle Boys YouTube. Go to liked videos.
And we gonna get ourselves some beats going here.
No, go to wait. Are you on the Eagle Boys one? On the Eagle Boys, can you log into it real quick? Yeah. That's what I meant. I didn't mean like go to like. No, I don't have any beats posted on the. Yeah, I think you can switch the account pretty easily. Hopefully. Yeah,
there it is.
Everyone has access.
The Eagle Boys.
It's good. It's good to have a place where we can all get to it and then. What? Oh shit! Okay. Let's put the beat on. Hit election results, and then I gotta go.
Oh, election results are about to come.
Oh wait! No. We can't even fucking do that. We gotta cut out us saying the word election. Can you go to liked videos? Yeah. Make sure to cut out the words election. We don't want.
AI. Yeah, that's fine. I'll make sure it's done.
You're good. Okay. Go. Yeah, go down. Just play any beat. Yeah, play that one. This is going to be good.
Speaking of beats, I think my favorite instrumental right now is Timeless by Playboi Carti.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's like my all-time favorite instrumental right now.
Yeah.
And the song itself, too, is crazy.
I'm timeless.
No, not this one. This one sucks. Sorry, just press the next button on the video. Press like the skip button on that one. That one's too slow. We got to get a good one, and then I'm sure we can just cut out the dead air.
I think my favorite instrumental right now, like song wise, I've been listening to Doja Cat "Paint the Town Red" like on repeat.
I do love that like trumpet sample that they use.
That homage from that's from Dionne Warwick.
Yeah.
Walk on by.
Yeah.
Go ahead, you go first. You go first.
Yeah. Big bitch, big titties, big body, looking heavy, looking like Neptune and Saturn combined. Hey.
Hold on, I gotta
say Neptune and Saturn combined. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, I like a big girl who wants to go out for lunch. Hey, tell me that you wanna. I just had a hunch. I got a girl, she wanna go out for lunch. Okay, yeah, she wanna get punched. I'm eating punch and I've been drinking.
She wanna get punched.
Hit me with something.
Gosh, I'm bad at freestyle.
No, I just did terrible, so it's okay.
You went from. My word is what I said. What I said.
Okay.
Question me and I'll knock you out. Paint the town red.
Oh.
I strike harder than Chun Li.
Okay.
Cold as ice. It's your boy King T.
Okay.
I see ice tea.
Okay. All right. That's good.
I see ice tea. This is why I sing and write.
That was fun and terrible at the same time.
I gave up a long time figuring that I could rap. I can't.
It wasn't the fact that it was went from lunch to punch.
Lunch.
Or she want to get punched.
Take her out to lunch, bitch. Want to get punched. Donkey punch.
All right. All right.
Well, I think that's going to do us here for this episode. Taz, once again, thank you so much for coming on the show with us. Discussing a few things. We always love having you on. Definitely going to have you on again. We love having you on the show. To everyone watching, thank you all so much for watching. Be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Check us out on Patreon. We'll leave the links in. Do you want to leave any links in the description?
If you just want to follow me at Instagram and Twitter mostly. At King Mad Taz.
King Mad Taz. We'll put that down in the link in the description below. Be sure to follow him. Keep up with what he got going on. And follow us on Spotify. We're going to be on Apple Podcasts coming here very soon. Patreon, we've been talking about it for a while, but it's in the works. Going to be coming to you soon. We also got merch in the works coming to you soon. Just keep up with the Eagle Boys. Make sure to turn on that notification to get notified whenever we post a video. And as always, we will see you all in the next episode. Thank you all so much for watching.
Peace.
Good night.